True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Something I've been sitting on for a week because it happened when we were both on vacation. And I wanted to see, I don't know if you saw this yet, but did you see Juan Soto? Well, actually, before I ask you that, I want to ask you this question. Who do you think is the leader slash captain of the New York Mets?
I mean, everybody says it's Lindor, so I guess it's him.
Okay. Now, here's Juan Soto talking to the New York Post about Starling Marte.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, he's literally the leader of this team. I feel like he's actually the captain of this team. He's bringing everybody together. He's bringing the energy that we need. He's the guy who's been stepping up every single time. It doesn't matter what. He's actually the real deal of the team. He's the model of the team. Everybody, when they want to talk and get to know something or have a conversation, they can go to him. He's actually the real deal.
Yeah, I mean, I've always liked Marte. He's been very injury prone. I'm not surprised by that. I'm surprised maybe he would verbalize it to that degree. I don't think he's taking a shot at Lindor. I'm sure some look at Sal's eyes already bugging out.
I'm curious how you don't think that.
Not an intentional one. I think sometimes things, not that it was misconstrued, I think it was an attempt to prop up Marte more than it was to downgrade Lindor. That's what I take from
that. And maybe that's why this has not been made a bigger deal, because people think that. I think everybody's missing the boat. You guys got to do the math. I mean, it is right there for everybody to see in plain daylight. Quote, talking about Marte. Everybody assumes Lindor's the leader and captain of this team. Juan Soto is telling you he's not. Literally. Quote, he's literally the leader of this team, referring to Marte. He's the real deal. He's actually the real deal. The model of this team. He said it multiple times, like, that to me is a direct shot. Like, you couldn't be any more pointed. Direct shot from Soto to Francisco Lindor. Now, is it the biggest deal in the world? No. Like, not everybody's got to love each other, but...
Well, so now there's Soto-Lindor beef?
Oh, no, I don't know if there's beef. I'm just saying that is a clear...
I mean, direct shot. Well, I mean, to me, it's a direct... Like...
It's a direct shot.
I don't see it that way. I don't hear it that way. It doesn't read. That doesn't mean that I'm right.
Right.
To me, it's really just an attempt to let everybody know and illuminate the effectiveness of Marte and what he brings to the table. Not render Lindor a phony or a fake leader or not. I just don't take it that way. I don't.
I'm shocked. How?
Why?
If somebody said that about anybody other than Judge in the Yankee clubhouse, what would you think? Well, he's just trying to build up Ryan McMahon. You know, they said McMahon's the real deal. He's the leader.
Well, first of all, Ryan McMahon's been here two months. Marte's been here. This is year number four.
Yeah, well, pick a player.
And there's been evidence. Marte's always the guy who leads the pictures.
Right.
So that's why I'm not that surprised by that. And if you think about that, which was a really...
So then who's the real deal? Is Lindor the leader or is it Marte?
You know, And I'm not trying to dismiss it. I don't really care. What's it matter? The real deal. I mean, Marte's gone after this year. His contract's up. So if he's such the real deal, you better make sure you sign him. That you don't let him leave. If it's Lindor's the captain, when are they going to give him the C? When he's 37 and he's walking out the door? Well, I mean, is he the captain or not?
Maybe he's not.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But
that's a big deal.
It doesn't mean, and again, I admit, I don't know that I'm right on this. Right. This is just how I'm interpreting Soto. I don't think there's an ounce of maliciousness there. Like, think about it. There's very easy things to... we saw Valdez last night cross up his catcher, and there's not a person with more than two brain cells that doesn't think that that was intentional.
Right.
We all think it was intentional because he lit up and he gave up a grand slam. What happened before that? That's very easy to read. This is a little trickier. I don't know. I just don't know why Soto, who is on a roll, is comfortable. Mets are in a good spot. This is last week, you said, right?
Yeah.
But he's still hitting
the post
well.
Had it, yeah.
All right. But why would he feel compelled to throw this smoke bomb in the middle of the Mets locker room intentionally?
Maybe he doesn't like Lindor.
But why?
Why he doesn't like him, I have no idea. But clearly, to me, I don't know how anybody could read this. And I'm sure you're not alone. What I'm saying is whoever's reading that and not taking it the way that I am is wrong.
Well, you can't say that it's wrong when it's your opinion. That's what you interpret. I don't interpret. So how am I wrong?
I'm not interpreting it. I'm reading it.
So am I.
Yeah.
Well, I'm listening to you read it.
But you also said that you thought Lindor's the leader of the team. Well, Juan Soto, a player on the team, is telling you he's not. And not only is he saying he's not, he's saying it. He's actually the real deal of the team. He's the model of the team. He's the real deal. He goes on to say that twice.
Let me ask you this.
He's literally the leader of this team.
If you're
Lindor, you would not be bothered by that?
If I had a great relationship with Juan Soto, I wouldn't be bothered by that. If I had one that was a little contentious, which I don't think that they have. I mean, geez. But if there was something, you know, bubbling beneath the surface, Sal, and I'm Lindor, I'd probably feel like, wow, that was an aggressive slide. He's trying to play me publicly.
Right.
But if that's the case. But there's also something to be said for Soto just getting there. He's never played with Marte, right? Pittsburgh. But no, he's never played with Marte. And him just being around an OG and being like, this is the unk.
Right.
This is the guy. Like, there's an age, even though Lindor's not in
his 20s. Well, there is, and I don't want to get into this, but there is the Dominican, Puerto Rican...
Yeah,
thing.
I
it's a real thing in baseball.
I hear you. The WBC. I mean,
well, I'm just saying, Dominican players, Puerto Rican players. I don't know the specifics.
But wasn't there also this thing like there was an issue? When was it? Was it what length? Like, well, we have like the McNeil. Like, there's also was there a Puerto Rican white thing? Like,
no,
your teammates or you're not.
Yeah, well, I mean, Lindor and McNeil also had like.
No, I know
Lindor
they had
choked
friction.
Them out.
But was it because of the different ethnicities?
No.
There was just a problem that happened between two guys.
I'm just saying that is a real thing. And so I'm not saying in this particular.
Yeah, I know you're not. You mean in baseball, just in general?
100% in baseball.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing.
Yeah. Okay. So and then one player here is PR, one player here is DR. Maybe that's, I have no idea.
Well, then why was there
He said it. Now, I'm taking this as saying, good God, for somebody, we all just assume Lindor is the leader of the team. Not according to Juan Soto, and not only not according to Juan Soto, it's not like, hey, Marte, because he did say this before, Marte helped me out here. And
yeah,
he
absolutely
me along.
helped ingratiate him like with the photos and the dugout.
This is different.
Synergy.
This is different. Quote,
it could be different. Go ahead, read it again. I know you love reading this.
This is the quote. I can't believe these quotes. This is like... When I read this, I was like, holy crap, I wish I was on.
And I, by the way, I know, or at least I understand why you take some of that away. These words are biting if you believe that they were intentional, which I don't, but go ahead and read them again.
He's literally the leader of this team, talking about Starling Marte. I feel like he's actually the captain of this team. The whole thing was, Lindor's going to be captain, named captain. Like,
yeah.
That is a boom, direct shot at Francisco Lindor, the captain of this team. He's talking about Marte, bringing everybody together, blah, 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 blah. Twice he says this. He's actually the real deal of the team, the model of the team. Everybody, when they want to talk and get to know something or have a conversation, they can go to him. He's actually the real deal. Those are words, dude, that, those words are not minced. They're not softened.
No, they're not. They're not, but it doesn't mean that they're intentional or that they're malicious. See, I hear it, and I hear a great compliment toward Marte. I don't hear a takedown hit job diss of Lindor. That doesn't mean that I'm right.
Right.
And by the way, if you go back, when you first asked me the question,
yeah.
And if you guys want to check this out, Free Odyssey app, if you just jump it in here, BT and Sal, of course, you said, who do you think is the Mets leader? And if you listen to my response, I didn't punctuate, oh, it's absolutely Francisco Lindor, there's no doubt. Right, everybody right. said he's going to be the captain. I mean, it was kind of like, I mean, I guess it's Lindor. Everybody says it's Lindor.
Right.
That was my response. So I never really stamped him. I mean, I kind of go with the wave of direction here or momentum because everybody for 3 years been telling me he's the captain.
Yeah, well,
it doesn't mean that he is the captain, but it also doesn't mean what Soto said means he's a bad guy or a bad leader or there's friction.
Yeah. I don't think that he's a bad guy or you know not the leader. I'm just telling you what one of the players said, one of the prominent players said about the guy who everybody assumes is the leader.
Yeah.
Okay. I took that as a shot from Soto, mm-hmm. direct shot at Francisco Lindor.
One more thing. So this was what day again? When was this said?
I don't know. I have it postmarked about 6 days ago, a week ago.
All
maybe.
Right. So we were on vacation.
Yes.
Now, I worked last week, Monday and Tuesday. Then I was off the rest of the week. You worked Wednesday.
I think it was the event. It was after that.
Okay. So we've been on vacation. There hasn't been, even though we've been on vacation.
The 27th, so was that Wednesday that it came out off? That was the Wednesday,
yeah, that Wednesday night.
Okay.
Yeah, Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. Yeah. So that night, that day I played golf. That night I had a football game, my son's game.
We were both off.
We were both off. Even when I'm on vacation, there is not a day that goes by that I don't jump into, so I don't tweet, but read, watch games, Yankees, Mets, New York Post, all the website. Like, I do it every day. It's part of my routine. Even Christmas morning, I'll eventually get around. That's just what I do. The fact that this was a week ago, and there hasn't been a peep about it since, doesn't that kind of tell you that it wasn't really meant to be that way?
It tells me that this is the honest truth.
I got you. Go ahead.
It tells me that people are clueless. That's what it tells me. Now, if I were on the next day, we would have led with it. We would have led with that, 100% led with that. We weren't. Now, I can't speak for everybody else, and maybe other people just read it and don't think a big deal of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading it between the lines a little bit deeper into it. I'm also watching their interactions as I have from the beginning of the year throughout.
But be careful with the interactions because some of the interactions or some of the body language early from Juan Soto was setting off signals for some that he wasn't happy being a Met.
Correct.
Which has been disproven.
Right.
So I wouldn't get too wrapped up in, is he happy? Is there interaction? Is he talking to Marte more? I'm not saying he can. Right. I just wouldn't attach absolute value to it because the first body language test of Juan Soto, he failed. And now he looks absolutely like he's the happiest guy in the world, being a Met.
Hoff, did Evan do this on the Rico at all? I'm assuming he's done 15 Ricos since we were...
yeah, you know, it's funny because he didn't do it until I think it was this past Sunday. So he waited a couple days to do it as well.
Oh, he was off.
Well, but we do a Rico every freaking night. Okay. Do you know this guy?
Yeah, well, that is true. Well, I'm saying he was off radio, though, Thursday, right. Friday, I believe.
But he did it Sunday night, and he has similar vibes as you as well. It feels like there's something more
there. What do you think?
What do I think?
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
To go out of his way to make a point about Marte being the leader, where I know for a fact that Lindor, I feel like Lindor, it means more to him to be a captain, to be the leader of the team, to be the face of the team. So I feel like maybe there is something internal going on, because I feel like it is kind of a direct shot at him. By saying somebody else is the true captain, It's kind of a shot.
I mean, the other thing too here is that sometimes, no matter who we anoint or what we try to position, sometimes people are just more naturally inclined to be what they are. Like, maybe Marte's leadership is just easier. It comes more naturally. Where with Lindor, all right, before Soto, best player, highest contract, you know, tenured for a minute here. Right. Obviously, Pete's been here as well. But, like, it was in Miami. He's in the middle of the infield. He plays hard. He's a pretty good ball player. He's got great energy. Fans love him now. Make him the captain. That doesn't mean that was the right choice.
Right.
Like, the people's choice is not always the right choice.
Correct. He's not the captain.
No,
right,
they
now
haven't named him captain. They're not going to.
Maybe, well, who knows? Maybe he will be next year. I have no idea. Soto's not going to get to decide that, I wouldn't think.
No, but if you don't think about this. Soto just signed this monstrosity of a deal. If Soto really has an issue with Lindor, don't you think the Mets should be a little reticent stamping the guy that Soto just crushed, if you're right, the captain?
And maybe they are. I don't know. I have no idea what they're going to do, what they should. All I know is this. I'm siding with Soto. Like, if it meant getting rid of everybody else and keeping Juan Soto, that's what I'm doing, because I believe in him as a player, because I know what he's done, what he's capable of, all those different things. Doesn't mean he's the leader of this team. Doesn't mean they don't need Lindor and Alonso.
Like, no, but it could mean his instincts are right. It could mean. That what he just said could mean.
Again, I don't know. I'm just going based off of what I read. And to me, if there was any kind of speculation about how those two were getting along from the start of the year, whatever, that those quotes are pretty.
In black and white. Dude, I want to hear them. Yeah. I'm going to actually search these. Because
I don't know because he spoke to the Post about it. I think it was Mike Puma.
Yeah, it was Puma. There's no audio.
No audio. You know why? Because think about when we had Boone on, okay? Yeah. And he said what he said about Judge, and then Judge said what he said about Boone's response to us. And it's when you read it, it's like, wow, Judge, you know, kind of just railroaded his manager. When you listen to the tone and the inflection, which to me is always important, like, I've got to hear the way somebody says something. And when they say it, you know, then I can have a better judgment. And I just think it got away from Judge and he didn't mean it that way towards Boone. I'd like to have the evidence with Soto. If it was kind of like casual, that's one thing. If it was like stern, that's enough. But I guess we don't have the audio.
And by the way, I don't think this is a huge deal as it pertains to the Mets and their success. I'm just saying that those were eye-popping quotes for me to read, and it is at least intriguing. It doesn't mean they're not going to win or have success. You don't have to, and not everybody has to love each other.
Yeah, well, Reggie Nettles, Reggie Munson. No, I hear you.
The one thing I will say about Soto, we can go back to any quote which we've criticized, overanalyzed him saying about I'm missing money on the table by not going to the All-Star game. We've killed him for things that he said. He's always been upfront about everything.
Yeah.
So
he doesn't hold any punches.
No,
there.
Not at all.
Yeah, I mean, I still don't take it that way. You guys do. We hear it different. We hear now. Listen, does it mean we maybe monitor a little bit more? Don't think your partner's not going to be looking at every interaction after a home run a little bit more closely. I mean, I will.
You watch, because I even noticed it the other day. Which home run was it? He's hit so many here recently. It was one the other day. I think it was at home. Yeah, it was at home. Soto hit one. Uh-huh. And I'm, because now I am.
Yeah.
The antennas are even higher.
I'm going to jump in on it, yeah.
And it was a simple, yeah, it's just a simple, like,
a little pound.
Low five or whatever, where everybody else.
It wasn't the whole dance routine.
I don't think he was in the picture. Yeah. Now, again, they don't have to like it. I don't know if they like each other or not, but they don't have to and don't care.
Yeah.
You know, half the 86 Mets hated each other, whatever it may be. But you go out there and have success as a team, which the Mets are having. I just could not believe. Hey, it's refreshingly honest. I could not believe those quotes from Juan. So Brian Baldinger coming up at 12:40. Supposed to have Baldy yesterday, so we'll have him coming up at 12:40 later on today. Let's get to the phones here at BT, 888-808-1019. Phil is calling from Westchester. What's up, Phil?
Hey, so 3 points right off the top. First off, the written word doesn't carry the same nuance that the spoken, that speech does. So whatever you may be reading into this, you may just be doing that, and that's reading into a clubhouse that's otherwise fine. The second thing is that this team is far, far better with Marte in the lineup than without. There's clearly a difference when he's part of the lineup, and it's nice to see him contributing. And third, and this is something I just really don't understand, is, you know, you're talking about Lindor being the team captain, and I know I'm in the minority here, but, you know, it's like here you've got a $34 million player, and, you know, he doesn't play any other position. And from a business standpoint, you've got other options. To me, he's like the Nomar Garcia power of the team. And, again,
I don't know.
I'm in the minority, but
I don't know what you mean by that last part. I understand the first two parts. What do you mean he doesn't play in any other position? I don't understand what you're talking about.
Well, you've got other options in Mauricio and Acuna, who you can move around the left side of the diamond. And beyond that, they cost you a lot.
Are you talking about Lindor?
Yeah.
Okay. Saying what?
Yeah, and I've never seen anybody in this town get the pass that Lindor gets. I mean, you go after Soto, but you don't go after Lindor with the same fervor that you go after the other players on the team.
Hold on a second. A, who's going after Soto?
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, It's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm sorry, Phil. I don't know why you're not answering that, but nobody's going after Juan Soto. We're reading quotes from a story that happened a week ago that were quotes from Juan Soto about his relationship with Starling Marte. That's it. B, people, specifically you, BT, have gotten on Francisco Lindor.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know where you get that Lindor has gotten a pass.
Oh, and by the way, Sal, kudos to him for throwing in Nomar's name to further confuse us.
Yeah, what?
That was a weird one. I mean, listen, is it, if you want to tell me that Lindor, I can't even really rationalize it. I think there was a point where Lindor got knocked around left and right, and
yeah,
some of it was fair, and some of it, and I've owned some of it, was a little bit off the mark. And, you know, I was able to, you know, say I may have missed some things there, but I don't really know what he's talking about there.
Me neither. And this is a very
simple.
Nobody's saying there are clubhouse issues. Nobody's saying that at all. This is a very simple, how do you read those quotes from Juan Soto? To me, it was a shot at Francisco Lindor. To you, you didn't see it that way. It was just propping up Starling Marte.
Definitely. But think about this. But if it was a shot, if you're right, and it was a shot at Lindor, well, now eventually we could have a clubhouse issue.
I don't know about that, because I think we could take shots. Like, people on the same team can take shots at each other and be okay with it.
Players doing it to each other is pretty rare. I mean, not that it never happens, but when it does happen, there's generally a fracture that leads to a breakup. You don't really see that.
Well, I mean, neither guy's going anywhere, so they're not breaking up.
Well, if one of the guys is going to go, it's going to be Lindor more so than Soto.
Yeah, man,
Soto's not
going
anywhere. No, he's not going anywhere either.
That's what I mean.
That's why I don't think it's nearly as contentious or that he meant it that way. You know, I would love to hear from Puma, because he's the one who asked the question, right?
Right. I believe it was Puma, yes.
If it was Mike from the Post, and there's no video, there's no audio. Again, the tone and the inflection to me matters, and what the follow-up was. I mean, this little tiny PR bomb was dropped in the middle of the Mets clubhouse, and nobody followed up? I mean,
Nobody,
do we still have a New York media if that's the case?
Maybe nobody thinks it's a big deal.
I don't think it's a big deal, but still, to not follow up is interesting.
Elvin is calling from Elizabeth, New Jersey. What's up, Elvin?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking the call.
All right, buddy. What's happening?
With the whole Soto stuff, and I hate to do this because I'm a stat guy and you can't really quantify it, but it's reality. Had he been from any other country besides the Dominican Republic, I'm with you, BT. I'd say, you know what, I pay it no mind. But there is this true living rivalry between Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic. I'm half Puerto Rican.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's Dominican.
Gotcha.
When the World Baseball Classics come in, they can be 0-2 each team. If they're facing each other, it is going to be a bloodbath. Soto's looking out for his guy. Marte's Dominican. There might not be malice in the sense that he's trying to disrupt the clubhouse.
Yep.
But 100%. Like I said, I hate to be the guy who brings it up. You can't quantify it. It is 100% between the two countries.
Yep.
And I'll give you one more. Elvin, hold on.
I'm going to let you finish here. But you can't say it's 100% and then prior to that say you can't quantify it, because that's not consistent.
No. I know what you mean. And it's not always, but there's certain times where your innate nature just comes out and you favor your countrymen over another.
Mm-hmm.
A quick little reference.
Yep.
And Devers made it easy. But I have all these conversations with my wife's family, and they truly believe that if Devers had been Puerto Rican, Cora would have been a little more, hey, let me work with this guy.
Huh.
But there is an animosity. It's real. It's a way of life. It's unfortunate. But I think some of that is behind what Soto said, and I'm 100% with Sal. There is something going on there, and it could be just something as simple as the rivalry between how you were brought up and what country you're from.
And again, Elvin, thank you for the call.
It's a good perspective. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I think that was well said and level-headed. And this is not, oh, no, there's a fracture in the clubhouse and this is bad. It's not that at all. It was just, to me, eye-popping to read those quotes from Soto, who's, he does speak his mind, but usually kind of reserved.
Yes.
And that, to me, was over the top to try to get it out there that he believes Marte is the leader, which if everybody else thinks that Lindor's the leader and captain, maybe Soto wanted to send a different message.
It was over the top. But again, to me, it was over the top in him being effusive in his praise for Marte and not effusive in trying to denigrate Lindor.
The other thing what I would say is Marte can't go anywhere. He may be a free agent, but if he means that much to Juan Soto,
Hey, if Juan Soto needs Marte to hold his hand to have a big season,
Where
was Marte last year?
My whole thing was he's got to be comfortable. He's got to be himself. If Lindor leads the way but wants to do something that Soto doesn't feel comfortable doing,
we talked about this.
I want Soto to be himself.
Yeah.
So if Marte helps Soto be himself, now I know it's the first year and that's the most important, so maybe they can move on next year or whatever, but I want Soto to be as comfortable as possible. That's what I'm looking for.
Maybe here's a solution. Maybe if Mendy doesn't, kick Manaea and Senga it to the bullpen the rest of the season, maybe Marte could become the manager.
Yeah.
He could be around every day.
Yeah, at least be an assistant.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
All right, three random questions sponsored by the Raw Rothenberg Law Firm. Injured? Visit injurylawyer.com. Number one, can you stay in a work fantasy league if you no longer work at that place? So let's say, for example, you were in a fantasy league at the other place or San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think you can. Yeah, I think you can for sure.
But it's a work fantasy league.
Yeah, it is. It's rooted in work, but I think if you are legitimately friends with a bunch of people that are in it, and they want you to stay, and they like you, then I would have no issue with that. Why? Who's on the outskirts? Who's about to get booted here?
No, nobody. I was just thinking about I'm not even in the fan league here. I used to be, and then I left. And I don't know if I quit before that or what, but some people were in it that haven't worked here in 15 years.
Yeah.
Probably still. Hoff, are you in the WFAN football fantasy league?
No, I quit it.
You did quit it. Okay, but I remember for you, are you in a, is there a baseball league here?
I'm in the baseball one, yeah.
Is that an Evan thing, or is that?
It's an Evan, but it was really a WFAN, but now we just went through it. There's 14 teams, like seven people are in the, it's still working.
Right, so it ruins the point of, you're right, BT, and like, oh, we like this guy and we don't want him to be out of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then what about the new people who are working in that place? I feel like it should be people, if you have a work league, whether it's SNY, WFAN, whatever other, like it should be specific to the people that work there.
Well, you'd be better than Manfred because you're far more decisive in how to run a league. That's for damn sure. So, advantage Licata out of the chute there. The thing, too, is, listen, I don't think you really need it, but I will side with you in this regard. Part of the thing and part of the great appeal of doing one of these leagues here, whether you're a teacher and you do it at school or you're in the radio, you do it here, is you talk smack when you see each other every day. The day-to-day, I got Tyreek Hill going tonight. I need 15 points. You're going down. Like, that is part of the chemistry and the energy of doing it. So I'm not saying it's ideal if 3, 4, 5 people were in it, then they leave and they stay in it, but I wouldn't have as big a problem as some.
Yeah, it's part of the fun. We were going over that. Well, that's how I've been in and out of the league, and there was times when Moose and I were partners, and then we stopped. I
could never be partners with anybody. Co-GMs? Never.
That's hard, too. And I've been reading a lot of these. Yeah, I had a draft last night, and I was reading some of the, doing the prep work. Like, they recommend you have a co-manager, for different moves, because you can't. Like, to me, I used to have 3 teams, right? That was my max. When I started setting my alarm for 2 a.m.
For waivers?
Dude.
Get out of here.
That's where I was like, Sal, I think it's time you dial it back a little bit. So I'm in one league, non-work league, not SNY, not The Fan.
Okay.
But always this time of year, I start to get excited about being back in the league. The camaraderie, like we were talking about at SNY. Here, we don't even have one, I don't think, to Hoff's point. So I don't even know. But I think you do need to be working at that place to be a part of the work league.
The other thing that you need, and it gets tougher and tougher, admittedly, here, is that you've got to draft with at least a few guys on site. Like, to me, the fun part is not sitting by myself in my home that I'm in every day with my family, but either, going to Atlantic City or going on a golf trip or going to somebody's basement or drafting on somebody's deck. Like, you got to hang out and you got to draft together. That's part of, that's the camaraderie.
Yeah. I mean, I've done a couple of live drafts in my time. Yeah, I don't know if I liked it. Now it's just too much of a pain in the neck to get out of the house for 3 hours.
Yeah.
All right, second one. We mentioned this before. I went to the zoo last week with Sammy at the Turtleback Zoo.
Love that place.
Do you like going to the zoo?
I do. I absolutely love it. I love animals. I love nature. I just sometimes get lost, whether it's Discovery or some sci-fi, whether it's, animals hunting each other or even like some of these Alaskan shows where you've got to survive, like the survival tactics. I am incredibly intrigued by by the wilderness and how animals interact with one another.
Hmm.
So when I can get near them and not be in danger, like at the Turtle Bag Zoo, I think it's awesome. I love it.
My issue is, I guess, you know, okay, let's go see the bear, and the bear's in hiding. He's not there. You can't see him.
He's playing peekaboo.
Yeah, we literally didn't see the bear. I maybe saw his snout. Yeah, no, I'm more likely to see him when I take out my garbage at night in Jersey.
That's true.
And it's not just him. It's the other animals, too, that maybe don't want to partake in. And I also feel bad for the animal. Like, you know. You're into the nature, right? All that stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
These animals do not want to be caged
up. Dude, are you kidding me? They got life by the short ones, dude. Would you rather be roaming the plains in Africa or Australia?
If that's your nature.
And every day you're trying to get hunted down by an enemy, like a pack of wolves or a pride of lions or
being
hyenas
caged
who travel in 20, 30 deep. I mean, it's rough.
You'd rather be caged in?
Dude, I'd rather get watered, not massaged, fed.
Like, hunting is a part of their nature, and they can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I wouldn't want to do that as I'm a young teenager, and, you know, I want to sow some oats before I get sent to the Turtle Bag
Zoo. The poor ponies who are just getting, the ponies just look like, you know, look like Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh. Remind them, okay, another ride.
Yeah, the ponies are a little different because everybody needs to roam and run and engage in their habitat there. But I do feel bad for the horses because, I mean, one of the most beautiful things is watching a horse run.
Yeah.
The gallop, the smooth gallop. The one thing I don't care about zoos, and even if I see this like on TV, I've grown to become a little more intrigued by snakes, but birds, I mean, I can't be more bored by birds.
The birds, okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I can see that. That's the exhibit that you just like kind of fly by. All right, last one for you. What color, and I want everybody to partake in this, before I give you my answer, I'm going to ask one simple question, and I want you guys to answer this. What color is a tennis ball, BT?
It's a fluorescent lime green.
Hoff?
I was going to say like a neon yellow.
Dove?
I go neon green.
Yeah, I think it's green, but I didn't even know that this was a thing. Like, my whole life... Apparently, there's something like males, you know, the majority of males think that it's green, and the majority of females think that it's yellow. Hmm. I heard somebody talking about this yesterday.
Thank you.
I'm just telling you. But my whole life, I mean, I never really gave it a thought, but I always just assumed a tennis ball was green. Like,
it's one of those studies that scientists human behavior. And
I've never heard of this conversation before, ever, until yesterday. I happened to be eavesdropping on it. I was like, okay, well, that's a good 3RQ.
Mm-hmm.
I assumed forever tennis ball is green. I never gave it any thought.
Yeah.
And now I was thinking about it. Yeah, like, okay, it looks like. But then if I ask you, what color is the lemon lime Gatorade?
The lemon lime Gatorade, I feel like that's got more of a yellowish
tint
to it.
I think that's yellow. But you yourself said you think the golf ball, the tennis ball is green.
But I also said like fluorescent. I know, it's not quite green like St. Patty's Day.
I'm with you. Dove, you said green as well?
Correct. And now I see it's chartreuse.
Hoff, you said yellow.
Chartreuse?
Can you look up if there is anything on this? About?
It says it's an optic yellow.
So what are you talking about,
Dove? That's the
official shade between yellow and green.
And what's it called, Dove? Chartreuse?
It's sometimes referred to as chartreuse.
How do you spell that? Seriously.
Chart?
Yeah.
No.
Anyway.
Chartreuse.
Chart.
That's not a real color.
Almighty Hoff.
Yeah. I never thought to even ask that.
Such an idiot. Dude.
Some people say fluorescent yellow.
I'm not good at spelling.
It's hitting me harder and harder as I'm going further and further away from it, you lunatic.
I do think it's green. All right. Anyway, that does it for you. Yeah, I never thought that.
I think it's green.
I don't know if that was like a, you know, the dress years ago, like the optical illusion thing.
Yes. There's certain things like you look at it, like I know they have one with Jesus or one with like certain things, like you look at this and I see that and you see this or. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we're all twisted. It doesn't matter. You know, yellow, green, boy, girl, man, woman, all of our minds are pretty much warped at the end of the day.
Hoff, you have some news here?
Yeah, nothing terrible yet. I mean, I don't know. You guys tell me. Mendoza, this weekend starters, Friday, David Peterson.
Tong, Saturday.
Sunday, TBA.
Yeah.
They're supposed
That's whose spot, Sanga?
Sprotsky.
Well, I think it's supposed to be Sanga, right. But I believe everything's open potentially minor stint. Potentially, there's a possibility of that. And Manaya,
what is the minor season? Say that again.
Manaya, I think Sunday. I mean Monday. Sorry, Monday for Manaya.
He said that.
Manaya.
I read that somewhere that Manaya potentially starts on. I think what's his name? Puma had it.
So to me, and we talked about this, if the Mets run Kodai Senga out there, they're out of their minds. Mm-hmm. He cannot pitch.
Waste my time.
Yeah, go get him right in the minors or whatever. But when does the minor league season end? Is there even minors to...
Yeah, there should be playoffs going on in September. Not too deep into September. It should be going on now. It's just about ready. I know like the independent circuits ended. I know that stuff, but soon.
If Senga's going to pitch in the postseason, it should be in the minor league postseason, not in the major league postseason. Yeah. Get him right. Get him out of the rotation. The easy thing to do would be call up Brandon Sproat. So you have Peterson Friday, Tong Saturday, it should be, I'm saying what it should be. Yeah, I don't know what it's going to be. Yeah. It should be Sproat Sunday. And then if they're going to give Manaea another turn, I mean,
he takes a scheduled day is Monday. That's what Puma
right.
said.
You can't take everybody out. So Sunday right now is TBD. Monday would be Manaea's scheduled day. You can't take multiple guys out. Where's Tylor McGill? I know he just had a rehab start last night, right? I
mean, yeah, he's still on the minors.
You don't want McGill to start, do you?
I can't watch the other guys. So I would move.
I'd roll Manaea back out before I give.
Okay, fair enough.
McGill a start. Tylor McGill.
I'm just saying, BT, you can't take everybody out, and I want Manaea in the pen eventually.
I know, we said that yesterday.
Would it kill them if they had him start Monday?
Yeah.
No.
Well, here's the thing, too. I did see the, it was like a potential look ahead, obviously, rainouts, whatever. Things could impact this. You might get McClain and DeGrom next Friday night.
Friday against the Rangers,
yeah.
Right? That would be September.
McClain,
they have the alumni game is that Saturday.
Yeah,
it
was the 13th,
Shea
versus the 12th, City.
Yeah. All right.
McClain versus DeGrom. If there's no rainouts and no skips or no reschedulings, how sick would that be?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's advantage Mets.
Yeah. Well, I mean, DeGrom's still pretty filthy, brother.
Yeah.
Just one more thing, too. Puma put out there that... Senga
Marte punched Lindor.
Yes, in the junk. Senga is willing to accept a minor league assessment.
Oh, see, that's interesting.
Oh, well, no, sorry. Well, they'll know by Friday if he will. I'm sorry about that. I read that wrong.
Right. I mean,
but that is interesting that we even come up.
Well, no, I think it has to because you've got to, as you said, everything's got to be on the table. Yeah. So that's kind of in line with, and I agree. Like, I'm not running this guy back out. You got to fix him before you throw him out here in a pennant race. He looks absolutely busted and broken. But I want to see if he accepts this. Like, who the hell do you think that you are not to accept this? You look so. So substandard right now that you better accept this and go and fix yourself.
Right, but it's just interesting. Like usually those things would be definitively like once they decide to say he's going to go down to the minors, he's out of the rotation and we're not going to put him in the bullpen. We told him to go down to the minors. He either accepts or doesn't. Like, we'll know by Friday if he accepts it. Why would we know by Friday?
That's a good point, but what really matters is what the Mets are thinking and the fact that what they're telling you with that is that he's not pitching.
Right.
Like he's either going to go to the minors and accept it or he's not going to pitch. Yeah. So either way, it looks like you're going to get what you want.
Do the math. I mean,
he's not pitching.
The Mets aren't fools here. They know that they can't run him out there
right now.
Yet again. All right.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.